Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's podcast the same way we start every podcast, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, for their ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
So, my name is Zach Harris. I do the warehouse and deliveries here at Harris, along with doing the sales floor as well. We try to give the best customer experience we can, because in my experience, that's been what sets stores apart. Because I've had bad experiences and good experiences, and I always try to give the best one.
Okay, sweet. Now, working in the front and the back, those are two different hats that you're putting on.
Oh, very, yeah.
So which one did you start out with?
So starting out, I was just a regular warehouse helper. I just came on to help my dad, keep things rolling smoothly in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I moved up to going on to the deliveries, and I was doing that for a few years.
Okay.
Then after a while of doing that, I had some problems with my wrist, and I actually had to get surgery on it.
Yeah.
So I had to take a break from doing all the physical labor. Mm-hmm. I moved out here to the floor to start doing some more sales roles, doing some admin duties, right?
Yeah.
Just doing a whole bunch of everything, being an all-around team member.
Cool. And so how are you finding that transition into more customer-focused?
Well, I would say the deliveries part is the most customer-focused part.
Okay.
From my experience.
All right.
Because with my experiences, I'm going into somebody's home. I have to be completely respectful of their home, what they have going on. I have to do my absolute best to accommodate them while still being able to do my job.
Right.
That being said, sales floor is also very important for focusing on the customer satisfaction side of things, right?
That's so cool that you've had the opportunity to work your way through all of the different positions.
Yeah.
Like, that gives you a great insight, especially with other like staff members that like need advice or who come on. You're able to be like, hey, I kind of see the organization, not just from a bird's eye view, but actually internally in all those roles as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So how old were you when you started here?
I think I was like 18, 19 when I started, and I'm 23, going on 24 this year.
Okay, right on. So are you born and raised here in Fort Mac?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here in Fort Mac. I went to Beacon Hill Public School, and I went to Comp downtown.
Another comp kid, okay, yeah. Tanner, another one for the record books. We're born and raised here too.
Oh, awesome.
I went to Merck, he went to comp. It's an ongoing, like, where did you go?
Oh, yeah.
So you just added to his tally, so.
Yeah.
All right, so you grew up going to comp, and then, so you're a downtown kid then?
Well, I grew up out in Sapri Creek.
Oh, so you are not a downtown
no,
kid.
No, not a downtown kid, yeah. But in the later years of high school, we did move into downtown,
okay.
So like the last, like, three years, I should say,
okay.
I was in down the downtown area.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. I was in Sapre for a summer. I was house sitting.
Yeah. It is such a long drive every day.
Bro. Dude, it was. Especially when I did it, I was in my early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wanted to go to Patty's and, like, hang out with my boys. And I'm stuck out at Sapre. I'm like, guys, come out here. It's sweet. They're like, there's not a chance. Like...
Yeah.
So I love Sapri. I'm not knocking it. It's just like...
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
It's
yeah.
far. You have to be part of that life.
Exactly.
If you're like that outdoors kind of person and you like your solitude...
Yeah. I grew up playing in the bush, jumping across a creek that used to be there before the fire.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It was a great experience growing up out there.
Do you often go to Vista Ridge?
Yes. Actually, that was my first job, too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I started working there when I was 12 years old, and I had that job for about 3 years or so.
Doing what?
I started on the tube hill, then I moved up to the bunny hill my last year, but I also did some shifts inside the kitchen doing the dishwasher shifts.
Nice! That's so cool. Yeah, like I'm going to volunteer with my wife's school tomorrow with the kids.
Oh, awesome.
And then we actually booked out the venue for Slush Cup. We'll talk a little bit more about that potentially after we film. I don't need to plug that right now.
Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so ski or snowboard?
Skier, my whole
skier. Life. Okay, so like yeah. I tell my wife, you're on the nerd sticks.
Yeah.
I'm on the snowboard. It's a thing that we have going back and forth. Oh, yeah. My little guy is transitioning right now. He's like, he knows how to ski now, and he's just like, can I try snowboarding? I'm like, well, yeah, I think you should be able to do both.
Honestly, yeah, 100% being able to do both is super awesome because yeah. there's some things you can do on snowboards you can't do on skis, right?
So 100%.
I don't diss snowboarders because yeah. that's mostly who I ride with.
Yeah.
So I've had to take my skiing style and kind of adapt it to their riding style, and I've gotten more into the trick side.
Yeah.
I even went to the mountains for the first time a few years ago, and it was amazing. Loved it.
Which mountain did you go to?
So the first one I went to was Sunshine.
Okay, and great for a skier.
Right, yeah, it was
horrible
pretty good.
For snowboarders.
But yep.
Yeah.
The next year I went to Big White. That was beautiful. We stayed on the mountain and everything, like ski up lodge we
nice.
Were staying. Beautiful. Loved the experience.
I hear Big White is wild. That's like
so
one of my hit lists.
Like the weather is so warm there too. I brought so much gear, you know, wanting to stay warm because I was used to sunshine.
Yeah.
I was sweating the entire time I was there.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. No, Big White is nice. And I like, not every mountain has the ride out lodges.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's an experience in itself.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
How old were you when your parents got you on your skis?
I think I was like 3-4 when they got me on my skis. They started me really young.
Wow.
And it's helped me with my balance so much throughout my life. So
yeah.
like, I believe everyone should try skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah.
Because like, it's all balance at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So it helps with every aspect
yeah.
of your life.
It's like, and it's one of the things in Fort McMurray, we're so blessed that it's like literally right there. Like, it's literally in your backyard.
Yeah, literally. I just drove my quad there whenever I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, because that's how I learned at Vista Ridge, because you can put in hours there and just like practice.
Oh yeah.
So then when you go to the mountains, you're just like, no, I'm flawless. Like,
yeah.
I can handle this. Not a lot of people have that ability to go practice that much.
Exactly, yeah. But the difference between the mountains and Vista Ridge is like 180. Like,
huge.
Oh yeah.
You can't even compare the two, especially like the black diamonds in some of those mountains, or like
there were some that sketched me out
yeah.
and I didn't want to go down them.
Oh, I had buddies that made sure I went down those.
Oh,
but
yeah.
like, and they sketched me out, and I'm glad you didn't. But especially like backcountry on a snowboard. So challenging.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those things where like I would suggest skiing doing backcountry. Just because it would be easier for me personally. Like snowboarding backcountry, super, super challenging.
Oh yeah. And like the thing that I was the least prepared for was the lower oxygen levels when you get up there. That
yeah.
it winded me so bad.
Yeah.
And the second time I went, I learned bring water because it helps so much.
Yeah.
Or Gatorade or anything.
Anything, yeah.
yeah.
Like that's one of those things when you go to like Sunshine, the one in Jasper, Marmot, like the bigger mountains have chalets on the mountain.
Yeah.
Because you need to take those breaks.
Oh, exactly. Like you have to.
You have to. It's one of those things where you're like, I'm just on a snowboard, but when you're going down and doing that for like, it takes 20 plus minutes to get from top to bottom when you get to the top of those mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And it will tucker you out.
Oh, yeah. And we went right to the top of Big White, too.
Oh,
like the
cool.
one, the bar where you like pull it and put it between your legs and it drags you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We went all the way up and I was winded. The
yeah.
great thing about Big White is it has two lodges on it.
Okay.
One towards the bottom where the gondola is.
Yeah.
Or where you drive up to.
Yeah.
And then there's another one about halfway up. So
yeah.
right, you have those multiple stopping points, which is so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays, I would go with a hydro pack.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, that wasn't a thing back in the day. I'm old. That wasn't a thing. So now when I go back to the mountains, I'm 100% taking my hydro pack
oh,
with me.
Oh yeah, you have to.
I should start doing that for Vista Ridge too. I'm out there enough.
Oh yeah, like it saves you from having to stop and go inside, right?
Yeah.
Only thing is if you fall, it might explode and then you're
yeah.
soaked.
Well, I'm trying not to fall nowadays. Like I used to be into like tricks and doing all this stuff, but now I'm just like, no, I'm just trying to cruise, have a good time. So I think my hydro pack will be safe.
Oh yeah.
Now, want to talk about furniture because I know we're running out of time here.
Mm-hmm.
It's so warm and cozy in here.
It is, yeah.
Like, that has to be somebody thought about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Dad did. Like, he's been running Sears in the community since, like, for over, like, 25 years. And then he opened up his own store and he learned from any and all past mistakes he made with Sears.
Right.
And applied them all here, right?
Yeah.
So it keeps it nice and warm and cozy in here so people can come in, feel at home, have a nice comfortable temperature.
Yeah.
And they can try out all the different furniture in here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a difference. As soon as I walked in, especially on a day like today, it's like minus 40 outside.
Oh, yeah.
So when I came in, I was like, oh, okay. And then like, yeah, you test out the different furniture. So in regards to yourself though, preference, what kind of couch do you like to sit on?
The ones that I like to sit on have the floating chaise on it. So you can switch it, the long cushion from either or side.
Okay.
Because I like to throw my legs up, but yeah. Most of the time I don't like to have the reclining bit.
Right.
Right. So like at home I got the one that has the floating chaise and I can switch it between the sides depending where I'm sitting. Right?
Is that we're in a four-seater.
Yeah.
Are you in a four-seater with that, or are you in like a three-seater?
So generally three-seaters, you can get them in fours.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Just essentially like a ottoman that sits right here, and then your cushion goes
on top of it,
yeah, right?
And then you can move that.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Those are the ones I generally like to sit on because I like to throw my legs up and just relax.
And that's the time. All right, so Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
All right.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I can't think of anyone, if I'm being honest.
It could be anything, anyone, anybody. Like, we've had some wild shout-outs.
The only one that really comes to mind is someone else I went to high school with who just started their own local business here called... her name's Alexis, and she's called her company's called The Face Fairy, I believe. And I've seen her work on Instagram. She's absolutely phenomenal. I definitely recommend checking her out.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.